Hello guys, it is the Little Mental Health Project and we've been gone for a very, very long time. We need to do better. I don't know whether to say we need to do better or like this is life, finding grounding, like just, you know, working around finding balance to like come back here and be as insightful as possible. And as per usual, my name is Colina Genesis and I am with
Mwai Wirima.
Hey Mwai. Oh, you get them your surname. I didn't.
It's okay. I just felt like, let me add a second bit because you added your second bit, Genesis. Oh my God.
I was hoping I'd hear your middle name. That's why I was like Genesis.
Are you serious? Okay, guys. Mwaiwatu Irene.
Yay! Yes, why I say Genesis, because I was trying to get you to say Irene.
Oh, look at you. You're still not over it.
I will never, ever be over you being Irene.
You'll never. So how are you doing, love? What's been happening? I'm so glad to be back here because it has really been a minute. I had no idea. I think I underestimated how therapeutic these sessions are, you know, just like catch up to things and checking in. Mm-hmm. So I really missed it, you know.
Same, I absolutely missed it. And like, I've been looking, I think we've been trying to like sort out our scheduling conflict for the past
years. Yeah.
So it's just good to be able to like sit down and like have these conversations. I am.
Absolutely.
With regards to how I'm doing, I think I was actually saying to my sister this morning that like I'm coming into myself. I'm breathing a lot more. I've been saying I need to start meditating again because there's certain things that have been annoying me that shouldn't annoy me. You know, like when someone does something and then you're just like, that is so annoying, and now I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
And I started to it, and then I think it made me realize that, oh girl, you need grounding, like you need to ground yourself. So so I've been doing a lot of grounding work, and like as always, I've always had conversations with myself. Like I always like self-evaluate and just like check myself, you know. So I'd like talk to myself a lot, and like as the years have progressed, I have changed from like, you know, being unkind to myself and being critical of myself to like having healthier and encouraging conversations. And I remember I was at work the other day. I picked up a gig, and something made me want to cry. And you know, and I'm like, I can't afford to cry now because I have to work. And like, and it was a front office type of job, so you can't be crying. You know, you have to like, you have to not cry. So I was quickly going into the shop, like, grab some fruit because I was starving. Yeah. And I said, I love you so much. I need you not to cry right now, baby girl. Like, I need you to like not cry because I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I constantly had to remind myself because like, I think for me as a person, love is something that grounds me, you know, when I am loved and when I can experience love, whether for self or from other people, it's something that really grounds me. And like, that consistent reminder to self to say, I love you, please don't cry right now. I love you, please don't cry. It made me sad in the moment. It made me really, really sad in the moment. But like, I didn't cry, it helped me. But at the same time, it just got me thinking to say, oh my goodness, you know, life will really happen. And there are moments when you can't express yourself the way you need to, because at that moment I needed to cry, but I couldn't, you know, because of what everything that was happening. So I just like that in the sense that I was saying, I love you, don't cry.
Yeah.
As opposed to like what I would have said in the past. I think in the past I'd have been like, don't be an idiot. Don't cry. Now's not the time. Or get your ish together. You know, get your ish together right now. You're not going to cry. What do you think?
Yeah.
So I just liked that I had that conversation with myself. Like, it made me sad, but at the same time, it just, it was just indicative of like how far I've come growth wise and like being gracious with myself wise. Yeah. I just wanted to share that. Yeah.
I really, really love that. Like, everything you said, I'm for it. And I love it so much for you. And I can even tell, you know, I can literally even see that, wait a minute, my girl over here is really like, you're going through like a major growth period and a significant stage in your healing journey, you know, and, you know, just having known you for, how long has it been now, by the way? 3 years maybe?
I think it's a year, because we met a year and a couple of months, because I think we met in August of 2021.
Oh my goodness, it feels like I've known you for ages, but anyway, sorry, go on.
No, you go. I was basically just going to ask how you're doing. Like, how are you mind, body, and soul?
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to get into that. But yeah, just to quickly wrap up on what you said, just to be able to see your growth as well, you know, even in the little things, you know, like, I'm so happy, you know, that you've grown in the way that you've grown. Like, it makes me feel good, genuinely, and literally, like, warm. You know what I mean? Like, even just changing certain language. Just changing some of the words that you use, just tweaking them, literally speaks volumes. Yeah. And that would literally bring me into, this is an excellent segue into answering, you know, your question, how am I? Yeah. I am okay, you know, generally I am okay. However, at the moment, I'm kind of going through a period where I'm feeling extremely, one, exhausted, and two, just like, I don't know what word to use. Like, I don't know if it's swamped or suffocated or claustrophobic or what. Like, I don't know what word to use, but I'm sure you get the gist, yeah?
Yes.
You know, I've just been jumping from work things to momming to doing other work things to projects to this, and I'm really not resting the way I would like to rest, especially at home. You know, I love my child to bits, literally, but yo, you know, I can't literally get 1 hour of rest by myself.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm at the house, I cannot get 1 hour of rest. This Sunday, I really, really wanted to, like, just have a moment, this past Sunday, to just rest, you know? And it was literally, mommy. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to literally, like, explode.
Yeah.
You know, and that was coming from, because I had a workshop on the Saturday, right? In Mangochi, with Ilovo.
Yeah.
So when I do this thing, when I have talks or events or whatever, I don't sleep. Yeah. You know, I don't sleep the night before. I actually had like 1 hour of sleep the night before because I get so anxious and, you know, like, just, I don't know, I'm just not settled because it really means a lot for me to be in these spaces, right? Mm. So it's like, I'm not like, oh my gosh, am I gonna do well? Am I not gonna do well? Like, am I ready for this or am I not ready for this? A slight bit of imposter syndrome, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I really didn't sleep much. And so going into Sunday, I was like, today is the day. You know what I'm saying? And it just didn't happen. Until now, I just haven't been able to just have a moment to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in terms of answering your question, that's currently where I'm at. I'm just desperately seeking rest at the moment. And so actually tomorrow, one of the things I'm doing is I'm going on a yoga retreat. In Zomba. I'm like, I'm doing that.
Yeah.
It's in Zomba and it's basically just gonna be like a chill sort of thing. In Zomba there'll be yoga, there'll be, you know, practicing mindfulness, and there'll be meditation that we'll be doing, as well as breath work, and that's something I'm really, really excited for. So
that is so good.
Yeah, I'm genuinely so excited.
Who's organizing this?
So basically, there's a yoga instructor that I just recently started working with. And she'll be doing yoga classes and meditation, etc. At Villa 23 Wellness. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we do over here in Black Tie, Tamiwawa. Mm-hmm. And just having sessions, different sessions. So like every morning there'll be meditation sessions. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the week there'll be about two yoga classes, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm still finalizing the program. Yeah. So once I do have that program, then I'll be sharing it with people in case they wanted to tap into that.
Oh, that is so dope. I am, first of all, extremely proud of you. And I'm a sucker for, like, I'm sure you know, I'm a sucker for meditation. I would definitely have jumped on this retreat thing.
Yeah.
I'm like excited to hear that that's what you're doing. And like, I think it gives you an opportunity to like intentionally rest. Like you said, I really like that thing you said about, you are seeking rest. That's something I never thought I'd hear you say, because like, I think I've said to you a couple of times, like, but rest, you know, why are you not resting and stuff like that? I absolutely love that for you. Please tell me how everything goes when you come back from it. I'll probably also maybe just do a thingy, a meditation thingy that's like longer than the usual meditation that I do. There was something that you said that stood out to me, to say like, you don't get, like, you absolutely love your son, but you don't get like a minute of rest, you know, when you get home and you're being put in like different directions. I wanted to ask, like, what does safety in balance look like for you in regards to the relationship with your son, and like how you're able to like love them in a space of trying to find rest?
Whoa. First of all, love that question. You know, okay, so because I'm really intentional, right, like in terms of my parenting and all of that and just life generally, what I'm trying to do is, okay, like for example, on Sunday, the maid was there. She had specifically come to me because I'm like, on that day, I need to rest. And I told her basically that, you know, she could take her day off on another day. She was gone for that, all good. And that would have worked out for her to just kind of be there and then keep him busy and then, you know, maybe take him to his cousin's place and things like that, you know. And the thing is, I was just so tired. I wasn't able to literally facilitate the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, just take him, you know. And he kept coming through, he kept coming through. And I'm pretty sure he was able to actually feel my energy that, you know, I'm annoyed, you know, like irritable, you know, sort of thing. But he still kept coming. And that is, for me, is not really safe. As well as for him, I don't think that that's a safe scenario. So I kind of need to focus right now on kind of just tapping into my village, you know, like tapping into, you know, my brothers and, you know, maybe some of my friends, so that, you know what, we should be able to go over there, spend time over there and things like that. And that is my moment. You know what I'm saying? So in terms of safety within trying to find balance in relation to Micah, that's what I would say. I maybe need to like plan, you know, schedule more, you know, play dates and whatnot for times like this. So I think that's what I'm doing, or rather what I will be doing. So when I have these sort of stressful periods, just automatically build in, you know, that someone will need to be taken somewhere else for a minute.
Oh, I hear that.
Yeah, I hope that answers.
Sorry? No, it definitely does. It definitely does. Mm. And like, okay, so outside of Micah, like, I just wanted to, like, I've been thinking about this, like I think it's also a question that I've been asking myself. I've been thinking about it. What does like right now, like at this time in your life, in this moment, what does safety look like for you?
What does safety look like? Okay, so basically speaking up about my capabilities, really just, you know, putting in place healthy boundaries, because I do have a people-pleasing tendency, and what that then means that I get into, you know, more than I can handle, and then I end up like getting very, very super close to burnout. Mm-hmm. And having experienced burnout this year, that is not a place I'm going again. It is hard, you know what I'm saying? And so safety for me really is about putting boundaries in place with regards to myself and others, as well as personal boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I think I've struggled with this area slightly because, you know, when you're doing the sort of work that we do, you know, mental health and wellness, etc., people do tend to rely on you to a certain extent with regards to, like, you know, just kind of like talking them through certain things and just affirming them and supporting them and advocating for them. People tend to rely on you to a certain extent, and with the nature of my just personality, I go all in. You know what I mean? I go in if I feel I'm needed. I go in, and I don't think that that's a healthy thing, because I need to be able to look out for myself to a certain extent, right? Well, as in first and foremost. So that's something that I've actively been doing already. Like, my boundary work these days, I'm not even gonna lie, it's big. I have actually really improved in terms of my boundary work, and in terms of just speaking out about what I'm capable of and what I'm not capable of, even if it may ruffle a few feathers. So that's something that that's something I'm actually proud of myself for. And like, wrapping up 2022, that's one of my highlights, you know, that's one of my wins, like, you know, being able to put in place proper boundary work.
That's good. I really like that for you. And like, I think it's very easy, like you say, to burn out, especially when you're trying to meet everyone around you and not, like, you know, setting healthy boundaries in place. I'm sorry, I have a question, Maud. So who is, you say, you know, advocating for people and affirming them and stuff like that. Who's advocating for you? Who's affirming you?
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing. But you do. You do.
Okay.
You advocate for me. You affirm me. You know, like, you do.
Yeah.
As well as a number of other friends. Like, I do have, like, you know, a few friends that do, and I'm literally gonna name them: Chawa, Kimbe, Vanessa, Sarah, you know, as well as Alice and Barry as well. Like, those are the five that I can genuinely say I feel like really play a significant role in my life currently, because they affirm me. They all of what I spoke of, affirming, advocating, supporting, you know, like, genuinely. And I can't even begin to explain how much I really appreciate that, especially, you know, when you're a person that pours into other people so much, right? And then when you kind of see that, wait a minute, the people I'm pouring into are not necessarily pouring back into me, even though they could, you know what I mean? And that's something I've actually been struggling to navigate with certain friendships, that, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, and it's a hard one to process, because it's like, wait a minute, I thought we were on the same page in terms of, you know, how we roll, in terms of the dynamics of our friendships, our friendship rather, and in terms of just doing this journey together. Because there's specific people where it's like, you know, you speak to them on a level and all of that, and you feel like, you know, we're on the same page sort of thing. And just to see that, no, actually, it's not that way with certain friendships is kind of disappointing, you know, but it's one of those things where it's like, okay, cool, you know, it's a life experience, and then, you know, let's move. So, But I really want to ask you that, the same question. What does safety look like for you?
I think safety for me looks like being grounded. Being at peace with myself. You're asking with regards to me as a person, right? And not moving out. I think being grounded and being at peace with myself, and like, I think most importantly, being gracious with myself, because I think for a very long time I struggled with being unkind to myself. So just being able to be gracious with myself, and like being able to be kind with myself, and like, I think most the other important thing would be like being able to stay consistent, and like, you know, trust myself to actually do the things that I set out to do. Like, say, like, I was giving you an example this before we started recording, when we spoke. to say that like I didn't want to go to the gym today, but like I said to myself, like how you stay consistent and how you build confidence is by literally going out there and doing the things that you said you're going to do, you know? Because like in this world already we have people that lie to us and people that let us down, like, oh, I'm gonna do this and then they don't do it, or I'm gonna show up at 4 and then they don't show up at 4 and you're like, oh, they're so flaky, why would they do this? So I'm like trying not to be flaky with myself, or like I'm trying not to be flaky with myself. So to decide and say, okay, is this what you want to do? This is the plan, to actually set out and do it so that I stay consistent. So like that feels safe for me, because then when you're consistent, I think you're on the right track, you know, you can like achieve your goals and like, you know, get things done. Unlike when you don't like consistently do something. And like, for now, this sounds superficial, but safety also looks like my legs looking banging because I've been
girl, this one.
So that is safety for me as well.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, no.
I think we're on a good, we're on the right track now. Yes. You know, and this is, I was actually reading something about this earlier on that's like, you know, learning how to be okay with disorder, you know, obviously not like just sitting in it and not doing anything, but just, you know, acknowledging that, you know what, life is about order and disorder, you know, it's about the mess and then the, you know, organization, for lack of a better alternative word, right? But like, we really need to just be able to say, you know what, we're doing the best that we can.
Yeah.
And like, to be honest, the fact that we're so intentional and we literally do not tire, you know what I mean, speaks volume. And just the other day I was going through some of my notes and files and stuff like that, like old ones, and I came across a proposal that I had written to Times TV, to Capital Radio in 2019, right? And it was essentially like a whole proposal on a mental health thing and all of that, put everything down. And I was really just like reflecting, I'm like, my goodness, you know, like we've come from far, you know, like literally this has been something that I've been trying to do since 2019, 2018, you know what I mean? And being able to just get into certain things now is like, wow,
yeah,
God, you're literally coming through.
Yeah.
And loving the fact that the coming through is now, because if the coming through was earlier, it wouldn't have been done right. You know what I mean? You know, when you're more mature in terms of your emotional, just in terms of like your emotional landscape, you know, when you're more mature in that way, it really, it makes things easy, you know? So now it doesn't feel like work in terms of the things that are being done. Yeah, life and work itself doesn't feel like work. It now feels extremely natural, and for me that's also like another win.
Yeah. Oh wow. Look, I mean, I absolutely love this for you. I absolutely love how you sound. You sound so grounded and so at peace, and like that's a really, really good thing. I am super proud of you and like excited for this journey that is your beautiful, beautiful life. And like, you know, to be able to acknowledge that life sometimes is disorder and like there's chaos, and then there's also organization at the same time. And I think I was listening to something, I just forgot what it was. It was a podcast, but I just don't remember whose podcast. I think I just stumbled upon it and I was like, oh, this is an interesting conversation. I think someone said some people thrive well in chaos and some people thrive well in like in calm or like peaceful situations, but for some people thriving well in chaos is because and not in any way to say that this is in relationship to you. I just say that because like when you say calm and disorder and stuff like that, I thought about, it just reminded me of this conversation. So basically they were saying they grew up in an abusive home, and like, when it was calm, they weren't sure what when it was going to happen, you know, at what point it happened. So they were just waiting in anticipation and like in fear as to, oh, what's going to happen, you know. But with the chaos, then they're like, okay, we know where the chaos is coming from. We know that this man is going to beat the hell out of us. So now we know, and this is how we adapt. This is how we process. But during calm, during the calm period, they don't know what to do, because they're like just living in fear because they don't know when it's going to happen or what is going to happen. But when it's happening, they're like, okay, we get this, you know, we know what this looks like. So it was just interesting to say, like, I think it's very easy to blur that balance, you know. Not recognize that sometimes thriving in chaos maybe comes from like a traumatic experience, or just, or it could just be that you know how to like properly adapt and, you know, like manage life. Please check your phone for me. Can you check your WhatsApp?
Okay. Yeah. One second. I love that.
So I absolutely love that for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I have really enjoyed like catching up with you, and in terms of like getting back into you know, recording for the podcast and really just getting into this journey again. I'm excited for, you know, what's to come. I know that now we're like on it, you know, we've got like a lot of ideas, etc., and I'm so excited for them, you know. And just to say, let's not be too hard on ourselves if we're not able to do certain things, you know. Life is life, and so
I like that. I like that in that sentence you afford us grace at the same time as humility. So let's do this again next week. Hopefully we won't have like as many scheduling problems as we've had. And like, I'm not committing to any more work until maybe sometime next year. So I think I'm good for time, other than maybe just the school work that I'm doing. But like, I'm not committing to any work. So like, I think I should be pretty flexible to like do this next week. And I like these tiny little snippets that we're doing where we just sit here and don't plan what we're going to talk about. Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's super authentic.
It is, and that's literally the only way to do this. If it is to be sustainable, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
All right, my love. We'll chat.
All right, we'll chat later. This actually feels like one of our phone calls.
Exactly.
Oh, we just sat down and decided to have a conversation, and I absolutely love that people get to, like, you know, take a peek into, like, a sneak peek into, like, the conversations we have, and, like, just, you know, pick our minds on, like, how we interact and, like, I think how we ground each other to a certain extent. So I absolutely love that.
Yeah, absolutely love it as well. And, yeah, I mean, we've got so much more to share. I can't wait.
Yeah, same. I am looking forward to next week when we sit down and talk about it.
Yeah.
About everything rather that's been going on during the week. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, guys. We're going to put like can I put the description for like your meditation thing, or is that a private event that is closed?
The meditation retreat, the yoga and meditation retreat tomorrow is a closed one.
Okay.
However, there will be others that we will be opening up to more people soon.
All right. Okay. All right. No problem.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we'll put that
in. Then.
Yeah, I am extremely proud of you, and I am always, like I always say, I am always rooting for you. Have a good day.
Thank you, my love. You have a good day too.
All right, bye.
All right, then, bye.